Liffey Valley to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20 contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Liffey Valley Shopping Centre to Coldcote Road. Liffey Valley Road Network. 2.3 Coldcote Road to Lefanu Road. Coldcote Road. Ballyfermot Road. 2.4 Lefanu Road to Inchicore Road Junction. Ballyfermot Road. Sarsfield Road. 2.5 Inchicore Road Junction to South Circular Road Junction. Grattan Crescent. Emmett Road. 2.6 Old Kilmainham to High Street. Old Kilmainham. Mount Brown. James Street. Thomas Street. High Street. 2.7 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.8 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.2 General queries. 3.3 How to engage. 3.4 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3 Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018-2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016-2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin area bus network redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4 Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all. More bus shelters, with seating where possible, New footpaths and better information at bus stops will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. Pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Taucan Crossing. A Taucan crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Greenhills to city centre, Tallaght to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. Page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Liffey Valley Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences at a new terminus adjacent to the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre and is routed along the distributor roads to the west and south of the shopping centre to the junction with the Coldkit Road. It is then routed along Coldkit Road and Ballyfermot Road to the junction with Sarsfield Road. From here, the CBC is routed via Sarsfield Road, the R839 along Grattan Crescent, along Emmett Road, Old Kilmainham, Mount Brown, James Street, Thomas Street, Corn Market and along High Street to the junction with Nicholas Street and Whitehaven Street, where it will join the existing traffic management regime in the city centre. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in January 2019. 2.2 Liffey Valley Shopping Centre to Coldkit Road, Liffey Valley Road Network. It is proposed to commence this CBC at a new bus interchange facility on the northern boundary of the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre. The EPR has been updated in this area to align with the proposals planned by the Liffey Valley Shopping Centre. Between the interchange facility and the junction with Coldkit Road, it is proposed to provide a continuous bus lane in each direction. A segregated cycle track is also being accommodated in each direction. These proposals can be provided by widening into the central median, modifying the existing junctions and utilizing the existing green space adjacent to the road. 2.3 Coldkit Road to Lefanu Road, Coldkit Road, Ballyfermot Road. It is proposed to modify the Coldkit Road Liffey Valley Entrance Road to accommodate the following lanes: bus lanes and segregated cycle tracks in each direction on Coldkit Road, westbound and eastbound. 3 general traffic lanes, westbound, eastbound and right turn lane for accessing Liffey Valley. As Coldkit Road crosses over the M50, the carriageway width is restricted. To overcome this restriction and maintain bus priority over this section, it is proposed to provide signal control priority on both sides of the bridge crossing as proposed in the EPR. To accommodate these changes, it is proposed to utilize limited land take along the green space to the east of the existing structure. Between this bridge crossing and the junction with Ballyfermot Road, it is intended to maintain one bus lane and general traffic lane in each direction. To accommodate these changes, it is intended to utilize limited land take along the green space adjacent to Palmer's Walk, Palmer's Court and Palmer's Drive area. On Ballyfermot Road, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one general traffic lane and a cycle track in each direction. To accommodate this improved infrastructure, it will be necessary to acquire limited land take at the following locations: Sherry Orchard Industrial Estate, Sherry Orchard Hospital, Sherry Orchard Filling Station entrance, and at junction with Lefanu Road. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. It is also proposed to amalgamate the main Ballyfermot Road and the access road serving number 430 number 512 Ballyfermot Road by removing the existing boundary fence and landscaping. This would provide sufficient space to improve the existing public transport infrastructure. Urban Realm works along with additional tree planting and provisions for parallel parking are proposed where the access road will be modified. It is also proposed to modify the area outside of the Ballyfermot Community Civic Centre to accommodate the improved infrastructure 2.4 Lefanu Road to Inchicore Road Junction, Ballyfermot Road, Sarsfield Road at the Lefanu Road Junction. It is proposed to divert city-bound traffic onto Lefanu Road as proposed in the EPR. The section of the Ballyfermot Road between Lefanu Road and Kylemore Junction will be restricted to one bus lane in each direction and one outbound general traffic lane. Local access on Ballyfermot Road between Lefanu Road and Collipark Road has been maintained, which represents a design revision compared to the EPR. City-bound traffic will be redirected up Lefanu Road and down Kylemore Road, with a cycle track in each direction on this section. Eastbound local access will still be permitted on Ballyfermot Road up to the junction with Collipark Avenue. It is proposed to upgrade the existing roundabout junction on Kylemore Road, Ballyfermot Road to a signalized junction and provide improved infrastructure for cyclists and pedestrians. Between Kylemore Road and Markovich Park, it is proposed to maintain one bus lane, one general traffic lane and one cycle track in each direction. To accommodate this modified cross-section, it is anticipated to utilize limited land take at the following locations: limited green space from St. Raphael's and St. Gabriel's Primary School and limited green space from the former De La Salle National School Mount La Salle. To reduce the impact on Markovich Park and the adjacent residential properties, it is proposed to provide signal control priority for inbound buses. The inbound bus lane would then be reintroduced at St. Lawrence's Road, which represents a design revision to the EPR. To accommodate the revised arrangements, it is intended to close the junction of O'Hogan Road and Ballyfermot Road as part of the implementation of the bus priority signals on Ballyfermot Road. Feedback received as part of the public consultation, as well as topographical survey information, have identified this section as a significant pinch point and has driven this proposed design change. O'Hogan Road can still be accessed via Garion Road and Desi's Road. The proposals will require land take at the following locations: limited land take at Markovich Park, boundary lands at the Steeples Estate, private frontages between O'Hogan Road and St. Lawrence's Road, boundary lands on Long Meadows Pitching Pot, Long Meadow Park, and private frontages between First Avenue and St. Mary's Avenue West. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. Between Sarsfield Road and Chapel is a bypass. It is proposed to extend the proposed cycle tracks to tie into the proposed cycle track infrastructure that forms part of the Lucan to City Centre CBC 2.5 Inchicore Road Junction to South Circular Road Junction, Grattan Crescent, Emmett Road. It is proposed to change Memorial Road from one-way to two-way for general traffic, which represents a design revision to the EPR. Traffic will also be able to turn right from the chapel as a bypass to Memorial Road, which is being implemented as part of the Lucan CBC. It is intended to provide cycle track in each direction on Memorial Road. On Inchicore Road between Memorial Road and Grattan Crescent, it is proposed to retain the existing road layout. On Grattan Crescent, it is proposed to provide a bus lane in each direction and one general traffic lane in the southbound direction, which is a change from the EPR. Northbound traffic will be permitted up to the junction with the C-Works to maintain local access. It is anticipated that the existing footpath will be widened, and a new pedestrian or Taukin crossing will be provided between Grattan Crescent Park and Inchicore National School. Several of the car parking spaces adjacent to the entrance to Grattan Park will be retained. At the junction of Emmett Road and Draconnell Road, general traffic turning right from Emmett Road to Grattan Crescent will be for access to Inchicore Works only. Between St. Vincent Street West and South Circular Road, Emmett Road is proposed to be reconfigured to provide a bus lane and general traffic lane in each direction. To facilitate this wider road configuration, some local on-street parking will need to be removed. It is proposed to provide some alternative off-street parking near the junction with South Circular Road 2.6 Old Kilmainham to High Street, Old Kilmainham, Mount Brown, James Street, Thomas Street, High Street. Currently, Old Kilmainham Mount Brown has significant width restrictions that will not permit any substantial road widening or bus lane provision. To maintain bus priority on this section of the route, it is proposed to provide a bus gate directly east of the proposed entrance to St. James Children's Hospital, across from 10 Faulkner's Terrace, Mount Brown. As per the EPR, this bus gate would prevent general through traffic using Old Kilmainham Mount Brown. However, it will not impact access to the Children's Hospital from Mount Brown or Old Kilmainham. Exiting traffic from the hospital will only be permitted to turn left towards Old Kilmainham. This access strategy is currently in development with the St. James Children's Hospital delivery team and Dublin City Council. Local access to residences and business along Mount Brown and surrounding streets will be maintained through Bow Lane West and James Street. Access to St. James Adult Hospital will be maintained at the James Street entrance. Access to St. James Adult Hospital through the Children's Hospital is currently being explored. Access to Brookfield Road is currently prohibited from Old Kilmainham, and it is proposed to revise the traffic configuration. However, the revised configuration is changed from the EPR. Traffic on Brookfield Road will generally be two-way, but with no access northbound to Old Kilmainham Road. Southbound access from Old Kilmainham Road will be allowed onto Brookfield Road. A turning area will be provided near the north end of Brookfield Road to facilitate turning traffic. Eastbound general through traffic along the Old Kilmainham Road may divert to the South Circular Road and St. John's Road. Westbound general traffic through Old Kilmainham Road may divert to the South Circular Road. It is proposed to retain the existing road layout between the St. James Adult Hospital entrance and the junction with Bow Lane West. From Bow Lane West to High Street, it is intended to provide a bus lane and general traffic lane in each direction. Where road widths permit, cycle tracks will also be provided. However, these may not be continuous, and at pinch points cyclists may be required to use the bus lane. At the Corn Market Junction, the priority has been changed from High Street Thomas Street to High Street Bridge Street Upper, which represents a design revision compared to the EPR. The CEBC will join the existing city centre traffic management regime at the junction with Nicholas Street and Whitehaven Street. 2.7 key changes from the published EPR. Signal control priority is proposed between Markovich Park and Street Lawrence's Road to reduce the impact on properties and the park. To facilitate bus priority on this section, it is also proposed to close the junction of O'Hogan Road and Ballyfermot Road. One-way general traffic system is proposed on Grattan Crescent to remove the impact on trees and to allow for urban realm improvements. To facilitate this, a two-way general traffic system is proposed on Memorial Road. The section of Brookfield Road where two-way traffic is permitted will be extended further north to facilitate local access. At Corn Market, the road layout has been revised to provide better facilities for pedestrians and cyclists while maintaining bus priority. 2.8 key facts. Approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 37. Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 49. Approximate number of trees that may be removed. 195. Approximate route length. 10 km. Approximate cycle route length. 7.4 km current bus journey time. 65 minutes bus connects journey time. 30-35 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects. 80 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 general queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800 303 653 or by email to cbc@wisconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.wisconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@wisconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTAW will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Pleinala during Q4 2024 for its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Wisconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040, Building Ireland's Future.